Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Welcome to Not My Reality Conversations. I am Marian Afua. I want to thank all of you for joining me on today. As you can see by the headliner today, we have a guest. We have a very special guest today on our show, and her name is Miss Juliet Miles. She is part of many projects that I love about her. She's also one of our lead dream teamer for the Transform Your Life cruise that will be happening in July. And I'm going to play the commercial for that, of course, as always, reminding everyone that July 1st has passed, but you still have until August 31st. You can still participate in the cruise. You can still have some great discounts and get some great promotional offers from each of the speakers that will be on the cruise, as well as an opportunity to have lunch privately with all of us. So who wouldn't want to be in the middle of four phenomenal people for a whole 1 to 2 hours? Think about that. And on this cruise, it's going to be awesome. Also reminding you that I do have a book out, Not My Reality. It's the one that I am promoting this year, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storms. It is available everywhere books are sold, and it is available on Kindle. So we're going to take our commercial break. We're going to come right back, and then you're going to get a chance to meet this phenomenal woman, Miss Juliet Miles, who's going to help me talk about what she does and why we're doing the cruise. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Empowerment and enlightenment, intuitive insights, wisdom, and self-affirmation are the themes that come from That's My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm by Marian Afua, available in Amazon.com and in local bookstores everywhere. It offers a code of conduct for self-discovery, self-liberation, and transformation and acceptance of our true personal reality. That's My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, encourages us to dance through those situations, conditions, and circumstances by activating our innate internal strength and power. That's My Reality by Marian Afua, available everywhere books are sold. Hello, I'm Marian Afua, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life Cruise, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington after spending a fun-filled evening in a cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with your refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630. All right, we are back here on Not My Reality Conversations for Life. Again, I am Marian Afua, your host, and today I'm joined by someone else, a very fabulous lady that I've come across in recent months, and we have teamed up together. She's invited me to be part of a Dream Team effort that she's doing to take a cruise to Alaska, but that's not all that she does. She is also an author. Like myself, she's a transformational life coach and inspirational speaker. She's a radio host, and she's the world messenger on Stop the Bullying Ambassador, founder and creator. And not to mention that, she's gorgeous inside and out, as well as she is part of the Greater Omnipresent Domain Incorporated. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit about herself, but I will tell you personally in the interactions I have had with her. So the very first moment I spoke to her months ago, when we first initially met, I really felt her energy. I really felt that she was an individual that makes a contribution to the greater good of all. She is in alignment. She is fully embracing those characteristics, those attributes of the divine creator that allows us to be able to assist one another to truly have a powerful life and truly be able to identify and be reaffirmed in our destiny and our purpose and magnify it amongst all of those that we interact with. So without further ado, I want to introduce none other than my sister and friend, Miss Juliette Miles. Good morning, Juliette.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Good morning. That was so sweet of you. I just love that. I already feel all lighted up already.
But it's honest and true. See, I just tell the truth, and it gets me in trouble sometimes, Juliet. But the key thing is that you just tell the truth, and then you don't have to worry about trying to figure out what lie you told. Just tell the truth. Just say what you
know. I love it. You know, it's so funny. I don't even think about, you know, all that I do. And when we put it all together like that, it is amazing, you know. And that's what this is. It's all about, you know, living your best life and giving that inspiration out to others to know that, you know, look what one person can do, you know. And that's what this is all about. It's such an honor to be here with you. I'm so excited for this show today.
Well, I'm excited as well. And so when it came to me to make sure I invited you, I said, I have to make sure. I said, I forgot to contact Juliet. I said, she's going to say no. And then you were yes. And so I knew that it was divinely you know, led to do. So we just keep doing what we do here. And this is our show. When we do, we feature individuals who are on like planes so that we can enhance the lives of all that here. And I really thought about the cruise, because we're going to be doing a cruise. We're going to be together for 7 days on a ship.
Oh, and I call it my ship, you know, because they call me Julie, the cruise director. I've been on NCO, and this is the, you know, this is the ship that I wanted, you know, to be on. And, you know, then to take your work, too, and be able to share it, you know, with the world and whoever's going to be cruising with us. I mean, this is to live the dream, to work in your passion and to travel and go to beautiful Alaska on Norwegian Cruise Lines and the Pearl. And, oh, my gosh, it's just going to be amazing.
Yeah. Well, Julia, let me go back a little bit. I want you to talk about your project really quickly before we get into the cruise, and we have some callers on the line. They haven't pushed one yet to be able to talk to us yet, and I have a bunch of folks on the internet listening. So I want you to be able to talk about you for a little bit before we get into this wonderful cruise that we're going to be taking, that we've been promoting, because I know it's going to be awesome. I feel it in every part of my being. But
yes,
let's talk about Juliet Miles. Tell me about this greater omnipresent domain. What exactly is that?
The greater omnipresent domain was actually created basically through my journey, and I call it the whispers of God, spirit, love, you know, that just came to me when I got to be silent in my own life and really look into my heart. And that word came to me, and it's not a word I really articulate. I mean, omnipresent, I know it's in the Bible, God is omnipresent, and I literally sat up in the middle of the night with that word, omnipresent. And it was after a journey that I had been on, you know, a whole different, you know, journey that I was on. And when I got home from this amazing, powerful, you know, live your best life kind of, you know, what would be your legacy, what would be your message, what gifts do you have to offer kind of, you know, seminar that I had been at. And 2 days later, I literally woke up with that word, omnipresent. And I mean, it's like just when you get chills all over your body and your mind's just, you know, on fire. And you remember waking up immediately and going to the internet and Googling, you know, that word. And I know it's in the Bible and this and that, but I really wanted the full definition. And it's everywhere, anywhere, and always. And I went, yes, that's it. That's my message. And I just created the greater omnipresent domain. And it's G-O-D. I'm living that. And I always knew that for myself, but to articulate it and be able to share it and give it to the world, I said, yes, that's what it is. I'm living in the G-O-D. I'm living in the greater omnipresent domain, which means you're living in your self-love everywhere, anywhere, and always. Everywhere, anywhere, and always, you're in that love. You're in that kindness. It's that simple. You were born to be loved, and that's your job, to wake up every day, be amazing, and go back to bed. And I can't give you self-love, but if I could put that out in the world and remind you that you're loved, that you were born to be loved, you were born as a child of God, and that's your job. And everything else in your life is a bonus. You just do you. And the more self-love that you can get and the tools that you can get, you are going to be able to serve others, serve your life, serve the world, honor God, and whatever God is to you, God is love to me. You know, I believe that we were born in the image of love and that I was born to be loved. And that's how I'm supposed, that's my job out in life. Whatever I do in my life, wherever I go, I'm just me. I'm being me in the doing of my life. So I don't put on that business hat. I don't change myself. I take my integrity and my values wherever I go, and I apply it in my job and wherever I am. I just want to be loved no matter what. And I think we forget ourselves out in this world and how to be, and we forget our kindness and our love and that we were born to be a light and to be that shining example. And I'm telling you, Marianne, it just started this whole other journey that I could have never even have dreamt. And
I can relate. I can relate. You are all I'm sitting here going, this girl, this is why we connected so well initially. This is why we are being aligned to put together in alignment to do this effort. And I'm telling you, I believe that too. And I just add the God is love, truth, and grace. And so we just, if you function in that, and that's why I say that's our function.
I have to tell you, I feel a little guilty because it was my little kind of sneaky way to put some G-O-D back into the world, because I was very passionate about, you know, God, whatever you want to say, is been taken out of everything. So you know what? We'll just, you know, beat around the bush. I can say love. I can say kindness. I can put that back into the schools. And so, you know, it was my way of the greater omnipresent domain, living in the G-O-D, you know. It was living in your self-love every day. And, in fact, that was my logo, and I did change it because I wanted this process to move forward. I didn't want to get halted because I wanted to work with children and teens in schools, and I didn't want them to see the G-O-D and for that to stop the process. So now my logo is Shine On, and it's perfect, too, and you know, so it's been a journey for me, and it was really hard to have to change that. But, you know, I still have my destiny company, Omnipresent Domain, and Shine On is part of my book, Becoming Beautifully Scarred to Shine On. And it's all about the scars of your life. You know, we all have them emotionally and physically. And it's a scar. It's something that you survived. So why not make it a beautiful scar and shine on and radiate that wisdom and that strength? And that's what this journey that I have for the Stop Bullying Ambassador Program is all about.
Excellent. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. And again, we're in alignment because we talk about that all the time, that we have to understand that the scars, the experiences, I call them storms, things that result in our life are only here to contribute to us. Why? Because we're already protected by the divine creator of all. Who? G-O-D. God Almighty. So if you function in that capacity, you can take what you need. Everyone and everything is in your life for a temporary time, for a permanent purpose. That's my mantra. Temporary time for a permanent purpose. It is our job to identify that purpose and abstract it. And if we're to give something, it is our job to make sure we give it so that we can move forward and enhance ourselves and magnify. You will have me talking like this for the whole hour. I'm not going to do it today. But
I love it. I love it because, you know what, it's the greatest, it's been the greatest gift in my life. And I freely, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years now. I started this in 2010 when I got back from New York, from the Live Your Best Life weekend event with Oprah and the whole thing. I walked for a charity and I brought a sculpture to her, never thinking that this would ever happen, that I would have created the Greater Omnipresent Domain and the website. And from there, you know, I became a life coach. From that, a life coach school saw my website, and the owner reached out to me. She says, you know, what are you doing now? I saw that, you know, you were 23 years in a real estate career. And I mean, I was unemployed. I lost my job. I lost my entire career. I mean, I went down in 2007 with a 165-year-old title company. They went bankrupt on my shift. So what do you do after that? And she said, where are you applying all of these skills? You love fashion, you love skincare and makeup, and I was working with seniors, and I was doing, you know, like anti-aging, cancer-free products, and I had that business, and I had my real estate business, I had all these things. And she said, have you ever thought about being a life coach? And so she had me come, and I became part of the school, and I was one of the trainers there, so I was all involved in that. And it's just been a journey. And then the Stop Bullying Ambassador program came out of a passion because so many people were lost. You know, they were coming to the life coaching school, and they had lost their jobs, and they were devastated, and they lost themselves. They didn't know who they were if they weren't the job, or if they weren't, you know, defined by their success or their value. And I thought, oh gosh, no, you have so much to offer. And that's what life coaching is all about. You take your mastery, and I don't care if it's making spaghetti or being a cooking coach or a fitness coach, whatever you've mastered, you can serve others and you can coach others. And that's what life coaching is all about. And it just grew from there. It was amazing. And then, so that's one aspect of it. But the Stop Bullying Ambassador page that's on Facebook, it's just a page of pure love. It's just a click for your like. You just go to Stop Bullying Ambassador on Facebook, and your click is like your signature, that you're saying, I'm stepping up in the world to be mindful for my love, for my kindness. So when I walk out that door, I'm mindful of what my gifts are to offer. And that's basically what that page is. And I put all that I can on there. You'll get a free ebook. I've got tools on there. A whole journey seminar with you on my radio show. I have all my 8 shows that I did on the Shine On Radio Show. I try to give as much as I can, because in the last couple of years, you know, there was huge issues with bullying and suicides in our school. I mean, on an epidemic proportional level. And so I was in hopes that someone landing on that page, they would find a page of pure love, and it might, you know, it might make a difference in their life that day. And now we're 400 plus strong all around the world, and people write me and they say, I want to be a Stop Bullying Ambassador. I have my little ambassadors in Africa, Uganda, Canada, New York. I mean, you name it.
Excellent.
And they get the program, and they can be their own ambassador in their own neighborhood, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. You know what's important about that is that it is about, that's exactly what it's about. Everything you talked about is interconnected, and we talk about interconnectedness all the time, and we make sure that we enhance and remind people that it is our interconnectedness that allows us to have longevity, that allows us to be able to attain what it is we are seeking. If you want to obtain a positive relationship, restore a relationship, if you want to allow yourself to be able to excel in your gifts and talents and your abilities, the first step is by identifying that you do have the ability inside of you, that you have everything you need inside of you, that you can go out here and do it. And that's what I heard you talking about. My thing, which is always what I say, when things begin to come against you, confusion, financial hardships, emotional breakdowns, relationship issues, just scream out. I always say, life, it is not my reality. That is not what my life is destined to be. That is not what I'm placed here to experience. I need to have what it is I know is the benefit of me and others, so that I can help others. Because if I'm no good, I can't extend myself and help others. So I am very happy and elated again to have you here. We're going to take a break here on Not My Reality Conversations. Today I am joined on the line by Miss Juliet Miles, and she is sharing with us about her many, many beautiful projects that she has going that are assisting us, again, to be able to reach out and know what part of us can continue to shine on, can continue to be the light and be the beacon unto others and to assist others in finding their true purpose, their true reality for their life. We'll be right back after this break. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. All right, and we are back here on Not My Reality Conversations for Life. I am your host, Marian Ifua. I'm joined today by Ms. Juliet Miles, and we are talking about life, how to continue on to say not my reality, how to find and equip the tools, access the tools that we've been equipped with internally. As you know, I often tell you that everything you need is already inside of you. It is for us to assist you to access it, because empowerment and enlightenment comes from within, and then it outwardly expresses itself. Why? Because the divine has allowed it to be just as it is. The divine creator of all that ever was, is, and shall be. So today we're talking with her, and we're going to get into a conversation this last half an hour about a project that we're going to be joining in together working with. And you've heard me talk about it, and I'm going to play, I think I'll play the commercial again so you can kind of get a greater idea of what's going on, and then we can kind of keep going from there. But it's called the Transform Your Life Cruise. This cruise will be leaving out of Seattle, Washington next July 13th of 2013, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. And it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for us to be empowered, all of us to be empowered, because I have had an opportunity to talk to each presenter outside of myself one-on-one, and they each bring a very unique and very much a quality presence to this cruise, in addition to all the beautiful things that we're going to experience on a cruise and the pampering and et cetera. So as I was reading and I was sitting here thinking about you, Juliet, of what you just said, I thought about the word resiliency. You talk, your life represents resiliency and reflection. And so I just want to read something really quickly that I wrote about resiliency. It says, resiliency is the ability to bounce back despite the experience, circumstance, or situation. Just like a rubber band, you have what is necessary to come back just as strong as you were prior to the stretching without losing form. Every answer, every solution, healing, process, and ability necessary to survive and create is inside of you. You have bounced back before. Consider this additional practice. That's what I'm talking about today. Julia, that's something that I want to make sure everyone that heard me today, that's my encouragement to all of you. When I heard Juliet speaking, that's what I heard. I heard her doing some reflections, some transformation in her personal life, some assessments in her life, recognizing that just because something ended doesn't mean that everything in her life has to end. It just allows her to be able to access another part, to go a little deeper, to remove a covering or a door behind and access what's behind that door to make her life much better. All of our lives, we all have that ability. Not just Juliet, not just myself. And as she said, what have you mastered? What is it that you have to offer? Capitalize it. Make it be a contribution that assists the greater first and foremost for yourself and then for others around you. That's our goal. That's how
I love that. That's what shine on is. That's exactly what shine on is, and that I say that to myself all the time. And when I get challenges and I get those opposites and those sabotagers, or you know, you don't always get everything that you know your way. And you know what? If you can have that mindfulness of shine on, okay, take the lesson, take the wisdom, take the strength from whatever scar you're dealing with, you know, emotionally or physically, or, you know, whatever's going on, your work just ended or a crisis just happened, and take the strength from it. There's wisdom and strength in every good, bad, ugly event that's ever happened in your life. You can shine on, you can take that strength, that wisdom, and radiate it out and let it empower your life. And I know, you know, we all go to a lot of motivational seminars and hear a lot of stuff, and this transformational cruise that Marianne's talking about is going to be life-changing, because you're not just going to leave a cruise feeling good with it, with all these motivational speakers. You're actually going to have an arsenal of tools to take home with you to tap into every single day of your life now, to actually be able to live transformational life, because a lot of people get lost. Okay, great, I just went to this great thing, but where do I start? How do I find my man or woman in the mirror? How do I find my gift? And you just start with exactly what Marian said. Go out and serve others with your light, with your life. Everything else in your life is a bonus. Remember that. If you have a mother, a father, friends, relatives, a job, it's all a bonus. It's all about living your best life, being your best self, being loved. That's all your job really is, and everything else is a bonus. So that when life hits us hard and our husband cheated on us, or we lose a job, or something that we think is so devastating, we're not going to be stuck in that scar. Why are we going to let something put our light out when we've done this journey, we've done all this work? Why are you going to go be depressed for 3 years now? That's their man or woman in the mirror. That's not your man or woman in the mirror. And that's what this journey is going to do for you on this cruise.
Yes, absolutely. If I was in the room, I would give you a high five. Because you're absolutely right. And that's what I tell, that's why I keep saying, nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. It's temporary. So harness up your energy and propel yourself forward beyond that moment. And I've also, I don't know about you, Juliet, but I've found in myself, in my experiences, is that when we are in our storm, again, what I call our storm, and we begin to come into an awareness that a storm is with us or impending, when we begin to feel that first bit of wind that lets us know, or temperature change, lets us know that it's even closer, and then when we're right in the middle of that downpour, we have to still be able to say to ourselves, I'm aware that I'm in the middle of a storm. I must have what's necessary to get through it. So then you just prepare, you just take an assessment, like you said, pull out those arsenal of tools and begin to look forward to the calmness. I deal with a lot of people who deal with relationship issues, or and I tell people, I say, you know, don't be so anxious. Your intention, your expectations will facilitate how quickly you go get to the point that you want to be at. So, for instance, if you're having financial difficulties, if you keep worrying about, I don't have enough money to pay the bills, then you're going to constantly keep staying in that mode of, I don't have enough to get in the to pay the bills. Versus, this is what the resource that I have. What other resources can I access? Here's what I need to apply. Let's prioritize. Let's do what we can do. And the rest we allow to the divine to bring us into another because once you relax, once you open up, once you take a full, take in the full awareness of your totality of your circumstance, you'll find out that you have opportunities that are waiting for you that you were too busy worrying and burying your head in shame and embarrassment and hurt and confusion that you missed it.
Exactly. And the transformation is all about purpose, getting your purpose first, because once you know your purpose and your desire and why you want a certain job or why you want a certain thing in your life, or maybe you're trying to acquire a certain home or a certain car or a certain piece of clothing or a certain, you know, aspect in your life, your intention, what is the purpose of it? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from ego, or is it coming from love? Is it coming from fear, or is it coming from love? Basically, everything is love or fear. And when you can break it down, that is the secret to you know, we all want to live our best lives. We all want to be happy, right? And to truly be happy is to really find the secret of why you're desiring. So why are you in that relationship? Why are you in that friendship? Why are you with so-and-so? Or why do you want that certain thing? You know, are you trying to feed something? Are you trying to feed your ego? Are you trying to feed being accepted? All of that. Those give you the messages that, wow, I need to get more and more into my self-love. Because once you have self-love and you get stronger in your self-love, your desires and your purpose will change. And you will have so much more peace in your life of why you're doing the things that you're doing.
Because our purpose is truly the foundation for the development of any goal or vision. Your purpose is that foundation. And the more, like you said, the more you become more in tune with yourself, in alignment with the divine creator, there is nothing that can come up. There's nothing that you can prevent. So we do have a caller on the line. Oh, maybe we don't. They took their finger down. Maybe we answered their question. But it is so important that we understand that this cruise, and if you hear how we're speaking, we're two of the speakers. There are two more that are coming. That's Joan Moran and Shannon McClain. You will have a phenomenal opportunity. I'm going to play the commercial, and then, Juliet, we're going to go right into the details of the cruise after this commercial break.
Okay, great.
Hello, I'm Marian Afua, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life crew, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington after spending a fun-filled evening in a cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with your refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630.
All right, we are back here on Not My Reality Conversations. I am joined by Miss Juliet Miles, who is a transformational speaker such as myself and life coach. She's a radio host. She's the world messenger for Stop Bullying Ambassador and the Stop Bullying Ambassador. She is an author as well. She is just a phenomenal, phenomenal woman who's out here making a contribution to make our lives better and her lives better in tune and in turn. So we're going to continue to move forward and do this. So I just want to get this clear again. The idea for you to do the cruise, Juliet, because you're the spearheading it. You spearheaded all this. You just brought me in on it.
Yes. Well, I had just been working at the Life Coach School, and my mentor, you know, and the owner of the Life Coach School, she said, you need to do motivational speaking. She said, there's just something about you. And so I just started doing little tiny events just there on Tuesday nights, and people would come just locally. Well, that turned into, you know, more and more people coming, and then I was doing it over the phone because people would come to the Life Coach School, but then they would fly back home, and they lived in New York or Seattle or Canada or wherever they lived. And they were like, gosh, I want to come to your seminar, but I can't be in Mesa, California, every Tuesday night. So I said, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? So I put it, I offered it over the phone. And so they got my workbook. So my first book was actually a workbook to this seminar. And I took you on a four-week journey, 1 week at a time. And it was each week is full of tools and inspirational messages. And then they would call in, and I would do the week with them. Well, you know, that just grew from there. And then, you know, I'd hang up the phone, and 10 minutes later I would do week one with somebody else. And then I'd hang up the phone, I'd do week one. I was like, oh, boy, this isn't going to work. So then I put the whole thing on a DVD series.
Smart.
And then that's what started the page. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. And that was my goal. And I see, that's why I'm saying you need to know what your intention and your purpose is. And my purpose was, how can I touch as many souls as possible? Well, there's this wonderful thing called Facebook, and that's why I'm telling you, this is going to change lives, because when people think that they don't have the money, look at me, I was on unemployment, lost my job, I lost everything. There wasn't a real estate job to save your life in Orange County in 2007. And you know what? With Facebook in 2009, I put that whole DVD series, now it's all little videos, and I offered it on the Stop Bullying Ambassador page. With one click, you got the whole journey, and I could send you the workbook, and now I'm sending it to Africa and all over the world.
Oh.
And that's what, how this all, it was just baby steps with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book now, Becoming Beautifully Scarred to Shine On, is out. And I offer that for free as an e-book. It's the most beautiful e-book. If you just write JulietMiles.com, you get the e-book. And that's what I wanted to share, this message, and have people come, you know, and be transformed and see that their light can shine, that they do have gifts, because I had so many people say, I don't have anything to offer. You know, I'm so depressed. And then I said, oh, yes, you do. And what inspired me was Fanny. She's 91 years old, and I was working in hospice and home health and going and visiting, you know, and just doing like little mini facials and just spending time, you know, with the beauty side of my coaching with these seniors. And, oh, I just love the senior world. They have so much fun. And I met Fanny. And the nurse was just beside herself. She didn't know what to do with Fanny. And I write this in my book, the story about Fanny. And Fanny became the light of the halls. They could not even get her back in her room. And this was a woman who would not leave her room, was bitter. I mean, I thought she was going to throw eggs at me the first time I met her. And in 3 weeks,
my little Fanny, 92 years old, who didn't have a smile for anybody, she has a plaque now because she passed away, but she set the tone, her legacy. She's not going to be remembered as this bitter, you know, hateful old woman. Oh, no. Her legacy, her love is forever in the air that every single soul breathes at this living facility. And they have a plaque on the wall to our Fanny, who became the light of the halls. And that's why I want to do this conference, because if my Fanny at 92 years old changed lives in 3 weeks, and I still have, you know, I still go there and visit, and there's this gentleman, his name is Frank, and he's another a sparkly character. And Fanny changed his life. He says her love, her coming by his room, asking him what his story is, just spending time with him made all the difference. And that memory and that spirit and that energy of love that Fanny left, it's still there. And that is what life is all about, is setting your legacy, knowing that you're not just here right now, but your legacy will forever be here. And that's what God is to me. It's that energy. It's that love. And you'll be eternal. Jesus is still here. You can still feel him. You still feel that love every single day. He just wanted to matter. He just wanted to know that we were all loved. And we still feel that love, don't we? And that's what your legacy can be. And that's what Shine On is all about. And that's what this cruise is going to be, to transform people's lives, to let them know that their life is a shining light, and we need it. We need it more. Our children of the world need it. We need to be better, you know, stewards of that and examples. And I'm really passionate about the Stop Bullying Ambassador because I believe we have an epidemic of negativity and hatred more than ever with the social media and the Twitter and the Facebook, and they're just exposed to so much. And we all need to be more mindful, and I want to empower, you know, the children and the teens of the world with the Stop Bullying Ambassador program too. And this Transformational Life Cruise will help everybody see that their life will be an example. And hopefully we'll pay it forward and we'll get a movement. This isn't just a book or a cruise. It's a message. We're doing a movement, all of us. This all you and I and Joan and Diane and Shannon, this is going to be life changing in magnificent Alaska. And I mean, it's just it's the energy of it. I want to inspire people.
When we go, it will, listen, first of all, where we're going, it's not going to be cold. The average temperature is around 60 some odd degrees. It may jump down a little lower at night, but they have the longest amount of sunshine. And so I think a lot of people get hesitant because they have this picture of Alaska. But you know, I watched this movie, and I always get her. I think her name is Sandra Bullock. I'm horrible with names because I don't live
on
the
beach. It's magnificent. I sailed this cruise in July of 2008. You're laying out at the pool in the sunshine, cruising by glaciers with snow caps on them. I went river rafting in a flower field with the snow-capped mountains behind me. I had a windbreaker on. I went zip lining through the forest of Ketchikan. It is. We are going prime Alaska, July 7th through the 14th.
Yes.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Yes.
So it's wilderness, and it's going to be warm. It's going to be. It's not like that freezing tundra cold like you say people might think it is.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I wanted us to make that point. And I wanted you to share that you had gone already, and that you had experienced this opportunity. And again, the cruise is transformational. When you are transforming, that means you are taking the form of something and you are taking into a new level of existence, a new thing. It's still corally there, but there's some newness that's upon it. So
yes,
this cruise, it's just about, I mean, my seminar is about developing Me Incorporated, because we do have to understand that we have to continue to transition. Maybe you've gone through a second career, you've lost your first career, now it's time to do the assessment. Maybe you're getting out of college, or you're just starting out, you've gone through divorce, whatever it is, you have to be able to do it. If I say to you, just do it, you know that belongs to who? Nike.
We don't want you to just escape for a week on a vacation. We want you to escape forever into the best years years of your life, and coming to Alaska, going on the NCL, being with all of us transformational leaders, you're going to have mentors and coaches for the rest of your life. You're going to have a team. When you go home, you're going to have a team. You're going to have an arsenal of tools. You're going to have the experience of being in the most magnificent countryside. You're going to be going on excursions and eating the best food. They have a wonderful spa. Oh, my gosh, it is going to be the time of your life. I just can't wait.
Exactly. You know, we had a caller. I'm going to take them back in. And I just want to express this to everyone that's here again. If you are in a transition, and I'm just saying, now my other side is coming out. Okay. There are people who are listening that feels like, okay, I won't be able to do this. Do you know I have done things that people said I would not be able to do? If you can't invest in yourself, what's the point of investing? If you can't figure out how to improve you, remember, your survival is the only option. How do you ensure your survival? You make sure there's balance. You make sure that you understand your purpose, that your destiny, that you are accessing every part of you from within that is going to ensure that survival. We get so caught up on the external, we forget that we have everything inside. Talk to Diane. There are some great cruises. The earlier you book, the more you're going to save, the more that we can work with you to get you on this cruise. Don't get the idea that it's going to cost you a lot of money. You won't be able to get away for a full week. Begin visualizing.
I think for under $1,000, you can get, and I did an inside cabin with my girlfriend. We did the inside cabin. I think it was under $1,000 for the entire week. That includes all your food and everything. Then you can save some extra money to do your excursions. The spa pass is like $100 for the whole week, and you get to go to the thermal pools. And it's amazing. So if you start right now, you have a whole over a year, even $100 a month saving, even $50 a month to start. You know, do this for yourself. You could do this. It's totally doable. And it's not just going on a cruise. This is, you know, this is a gift that you're giving your life. You're going to be giving the world. It's the most selfless thing you could do, is to find your true light, your happiness, because I truly believe self-love is the most selfless thing that you can do, because you can't give the time of day to anybody if you don't have self-love. You can't even say hi to the grocery store clerk if you're stuck in all those scars and your unhappiness. You deserve this. You truly deserve this. We want you with us on this amazing cruise. We want you to live your best life. You're going to have four brand new friends forever, and we're all life coaches and mentors, so we'll be there with you and help you with whatever you need. We want to get you going in your life, so join us. Join the Facebook Transform Your Life Cruise Facebook page. I'm sure Marianne will have it on her radio blog. Just go. There's videos there. You can see what Alaska's like. I filmed some videos when I was there, so you can see kind of the weather, and it's to be the time of your life. It's a phenomenal cruise ship. The Pearl is just gorgeous, and it takes such great care of you. It's an easy flight to Seattle and a cab ride to the ship, and boom, you're on it, and you're going to sail away with our Bon Voyage hot pink party. And plus, you're also going to be giving back to our wonderful charity, Breast Cancer Angels. So, I mean, it's all a win-win, you know, and we want you with us.
And the key thing is, again, you know, I'll share with you. I think I've shared with the other show, and I'll bring back my show that I did about financial security. Someone asked me how, when I decided that I was going to do full-time pursue what it is, what was my passion and my ability, I wanted to say to everyone, I said, well, I have to figure this thing out. So I began to look at the bare minimum of what it took for me to survive. What it took for me to pay my mortgage, pay my utility bills, to keep some food, to have a few luxuries, and not look like a vegan. So I call it my Book of Eli moment. So what I began I'm telling you, I went into my Book of Eli moment, and I was able to save 6 of my 24 paychecks when I was working. And let me tell you how that became, because I realized I spent a lot of money on non-essentials. But I wanted to do some things. I wanted to start my business, and I didn't want to start it on a shoestring budget. I wanted to be able to get my media things together. I wanted to be able to go up on the radio. I wanted to be able to buy ad space. I wanted to be able to present myself as, hear me now, as the transformationalist, as Marian Afua, who had something to offer. I wanted to be able to network and have everything I needed, because that's what it takes. So what I did was I gave up. I love my coffee, my designer. I call them designer coffees.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that if I'm paying $5 every morning, and then I have a hot coffee in the morning, and then in the afternoon I had a frappe in the afternoon on my way home, okay, that's $10 a day. $10 a day times 360.
That's already $50 a week right there under your pillow for your cruise.
There you go. And so I had to step back. I realized that I like to socialize. So then I had to say, okay, let's think about what happens. You can still go out and socialize in the happy hours and the different social functions and things like that, but set yourself a budget. Okay, if you want to, you don't have to order, you know, five different things, and you don't have to buy a round of drinks. Maybe you buy one person a drink. Maybe you sip on water a couple of times, and then you get a drink, or you get. But you figure out ways to save. And then, as I said, I ended up being able to save. So I found that I was able to save equivalent to 6 paychecks in 1 year. And that's what I did, too, because I wanted to pay off my mortgage for my home, too. I did that similarly. It's about sacrificing those things that are non-essential. I'm not saying live like a pauper, but it's about taking the time out to do. I'm a firm believer about reflection and assessment, personal reflection and assessment. It is so necessary for us to be able to move forward and be transformed. You can't transform if you want to pick back up that we're taking off of you. We can transform. We can show you the tools. We can have you access what's within, but you have to be willing to leave the old behind and take on the new transformative being and existence. And that's what it's about. And she talked about the divine. That's what happened. We have to take on that newness, that G-O-D form. We have to take it on. We have to put it into action.
Yes, and I want to encourage the listeners on that very thing. If you have something that you love, maybe you love to make flowered pins, maybe you have a poem, maybe you have a gift book, something that you can give that will serve the world, something beautiful from your heart, come up, be creative, and tell people, start with your family and friends, listen, you know what, I'm selling these beautiful flower pins, you know, a donation would be great, I'm working on my Stop Bullying Ambassador program. Tell people you're doing a fundraiser, because for you to go on this cruise is to get those skills so that you can be that ambassador out in the world, to get that love, to get that self-love. So you are working on your Stop Bullying Ambassador program. Get out there, sell your pens, sell your books, come up with something that you could do a fundraiser for, and, you know, that people will donate and help you get on this cruise. If you want to call it your Stop Bullying Ambassador program or your transformational program or whatever, that is one way that you can earn money, and people will help you with your journey. Just say, you know what, I'm going on a journey here. I'm transforming. I want to be a Stop Bullying Ambassador. I want to be a transformational, you know, messenger, you know, so help me. Maybe they'll give you a donation. You know, I don't know, maybe you want to sell something. Maybe you say, you know what, I have these beautiful books, or I have these beautiful pins, or, you know, these beautiful baskets that I make. Whatever creative thing you can come up with. And just say, and if you would like to donate, I'm trying to do a fundraising. And there's all kinds of fundraisers you can do. There's these candy lollipops and all kinds of stuff. Get creative. Don't let anything stop
you
from shining on.
That is the goal. To reach deep within, and it's just like I said to everyone else, the inspiration for me to begin to put my thoughts into writing and to feel confident enough is that I had friends and family. I mean, a lot of them are on the lines now and on the internet now that are listening, and they can tell you. I will come and I will tell you things. They said, well, you need to package that up. You need to share your gift with other people. You need to be able to get out here and expand. You believe it or not, most people that are around you every day love and support you. So I'm
yes.
Go ahead and book the cruise. Call Diane at 805-781-2630. Contact us on Facebook at the Transform Your Life Cruise fan page. That's on Facebook, or just go to my webpage or my fan page and then link from there, or go to Juliet Miles' page and link from there. But it is there. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on, I think I just got on Pinterest with it. I think I did something on Pinterest. But the key is, do not allow opportunities to pass you by that allow you to transform into truly who you are. Just like we all have to go through, I love the idea of the butterfly and the tadpole. That is very phenomenal for us because it is about steps and processes and becoming exactly what we need to be, something greater, something more, something that allows us to accept all opportunities and be a greater contributor to ourselves and those around us. It's not about selfishness. It's about developing who you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. We want you to live your best life. We want you to wake up excited knowing that you have phenomenal gifts, that you were born to be loved, that you were born to wake up, be amazing, and go back to bed. And sometimes if amazing is getting up and barely being able to brush your teeth and go back to bed, you are amazing. It's all about being kinder and gentler to yourself. And that way you're kinder and gentler with everybody else. And everything in your life is a bonus. If it serves you, if it serves the world.
Say that part. I love how you said that. Everything is a bonus. Once you get you together, everything that you desire, that you would like for your life, that bonus will come. When you work hard for you, when you're focusing on you, when you're focusing on putting things in place that's going to support what it is you are having. So I'm going to, we got about 4 minutes left. Juliet Miles. Again, phenomenal young lady.
Marian, thank you so much. I want to leave you with these words. Vulnerability, one of my favorite words. Ego, check your ego at the door. If you can wake up every day and look in the mirror, check your ego at the door. Be vulnerable. Wear your story on your sleeve. Just be you, right? Yes. That is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Yes. And work on that every day. And I love this word, reverence. When you're enough, they're enough. Everybody's an enough. And sometimes people, you have to meet them where they're at. We have such expectations, don't we, of people, and they just aren't capable. Their awareness might not be where your awareness is. So that's when you step up in their life and you have forgiveness, you have reverence, you have the understanding that they were also born and they're God conscious, but whatever came at them and whatever belief systems and whatever, you're going to be a shining example. You just stay the journey. Don't ever let anybody put your light out, but have reverence, have unconditional love. It'll serve your life to drop those expectations of others. Just let that be and let yourself be. Be kinder and gentler with yourself, and you'll learn to not have those expectations and disappointments, because people will disappoint you. Life will disappoint you. But if you don't expect it, it's just to change that expectation into a belief so that when something does happen, you're not surprised because you always believed.
Yes.
So here's to believing in you and believing in yourself.
Don't hang up yet, sis. We have one phone call. We're going to get in. We have someone, and I do have your message, Black Writers Faith. I do have your information. I'm going to send that out right after the cruise, right after the show today. Welcome again. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Welcome to Not My Reality Conversations with Marian Afua. Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you? You had me on mute, huh?
Yes, I did. Hey, I just wanted to tell Miss Juliet and you that, one, I enjoyed the show, and a lot of things that she said I hold true, and even in my personal life. But then there was a comment made, well, there was a thought that I had when I was speaking with someone, and they had asked me, how do I find my true me? Because all too often we define ourselves by the things that we did or in our jobs or the things that we do for others, but no one actually takes the time to investigate their true me. And then that was my question earlier, but then she came right around. It was like she just read me in spirit, and she just came right around, and she commented on that about, you know, looking at the things come from love and find out about the things that you enjoy doing.
Yes.
And that you're a master at. And I really appreciated those comments, and I hope that the multitudes heard you know, and I can actually take that back and tell my sister from a better point of perspective to just really do a little more self-examination and find her true her in what is her love spot, in her love place. And let God be her guide as well, you know, and I love her acronym. Also, you know, I use the term arsenal a lot when I talk to other people.
I just want to make this announcement. We're going to be going into archives, looks like, to finish this conversation. Go back, listen to the archives. We're going to be going over. That means the sound will go out on the internet and in the chat room, but we'll be able to keep the conversation going if you're on the phone lines. And you can always go back and hear the end of the show. But I want to thank everyone who joined me here today. That when things begin to scream out and cause you confusion, hurt, and disregard, scream out nice and loud, that's not my reality. All right, you can keep talking, Carla. I thank you for that comment. We are now officially in what we call the archives, Juliet, which means that we're not broadcasting live, but we're still recording.
I just wanted to let her know that it was just appreciative, you know, that, you know, we are pretty much moving on the same wavelength, and the tricks and the tips for saving for this transformational cruise that was offered to us, I think we all have something that we can set aside that's not so healthy for us to do something that is grander for us on a more holistically health-wise, from mentally to emotionally to physically and spiritually. So I just wanted to say also thank you all for those tips as well. So it's been an awesome show. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. And that's why I do exactly what I do, because just to reach one soul, it's just one soul at a time. It means the world to me that you got that message for yourself. And if we could give this to every single person, because I can't give you your self-love, but I can remind you, I can inspire you, I can teach you the tools to get back to that authentic spirit, and we talk about that a lot, what authentic means. And that's when your personality is aligned with your soul. And your soul is your body's communication. You can tell when you're aligned, when you're not feeling good in a job, when something doesn't feed your soul. That's when you know, okay, this isn't feeding me. That's how those aha moments come of who you truly are. When a belief isn't really feeding you, well, gee, that person believes that, but I don't really feel that. Then you really know who you are, what you stand for. And then half the job is done, because when life hits you now and somebody at a job is telling you to do something that doesn't, you know, feed you or it's not in your integrity, then you already know. You already know who you stand for, and you're not in that fear. And we don't stay in jobs that don't serve us. We don't stay in relationships that don't serve us. You can tell when your body's soul is speaking to you. It just doesn't feel right. That's what you know you believe in. Right. You got to just listen to those whispers. You got to sit still. I always say you need to be silent to see the sunset. Just sit and be silent and let your soul speak to you. I had this woman that was in a career for 31 years. She was miserable, miserable, miserable. And now in 3 weeks she did this transformational, you know, seminar with me and changed her whole life because she wasn't listening to her soul. Her personality was out in the world, and she was in that business personality and trying to please everybody, and she was going against her own body's, you know, communication. And that's when we get sick, and that's when we're so unhappy. And I want everybody to live their best life, you know, and that's what this transformational cruise is all about, is to know that you are a child of God. You were born to be loved. You were born to be amazing. I want people to say that. Why is everybody so afraid to be amazing? Say that. I'm amazing.
There we go. We are amazing. You are amazing. And this is what I say to people all the time about, you talked about the authentic self. When you talk about that, I always give a visual because I like visuals. And I often tell people that if you want to access your authentic self, and that's why I did the book, and I'm only promoting the Not My Reality encouragement while dancing in the storm this time around, this full year, because I want you to understand and reaffirm that you have it. It's a code of conduct for self-discovery. What is that? Self-liberation. You can transform yourself because you have to have a conversation with yourself. How do you have a conversation with yourself? You have to listen to what's within, and you have to affirm it outwardly. So when you get to your authentic self, it exists because we've removed, like you said, every layer that has been created out of reaction to our jobs, to our memorized scripts of other people, to unwanted roles, to titles, and accepted duties. When we get to this place where we can understand that the authentic self is filled with our values, our beliefs, our knowings, ideas, gifts, and visions, then it's going to allow us to accept and implement a vision for our lives that we never even imagined existed. That's when you're activating your destiny. What you're talking about, Juliet, is us activating our destiny and activating our purpose outside of those duties and those social stations and identifications that people want to give us, all the locations and geographical boundaries that they tell us that we have. The authentic self allows us to be free from that influence of that ego, because that ego wants to get in control and dictate to us that we are okay because we're going to be in our comfort zone.
Absolutely. And what I love about that is ego, right? Ego is edging God out.
Yes.
So turn that around. What are you doing? You're edging love out. You're edging your self-love out. When you're in your ego, you're not loving you, right?
Yes.
So when you're looking in the mirror and you're being critical and you don't like your hair or your nose or your, you know, body or your wrinkles or whatever, you're edging God out. You're edging love out. Stop yourself. You need
yes.
to embrace your beautiful scars. When you can embrace the good, the bad, the ugly, the fact that you were abandoned, the fact that you were unloved, the fact that you didn't have a mother, father, brother, sister, relative, job,
yes.
money, car, all of that is a gift. Everything in your life is a gift, the good, the bad, the ugly. And when you can embrace it for the wisdom and the strength that it gave you, that will change your life. You will get out of that, you know, that downtroddenness and that unhappiness of, you know, I don't have this and I don't have that, and all of those thoughts that are going on in your head. When you can wrap yourself, your arms around yourself and embrace everything about your life, you're here, you survived. You were born
right.
to be amazing. You were born to be a light. So it's all about self love and embracing those beautiful scars of your life, because everything that's happened to you now has gotten you awareness, compassion, empathy.
Yeah.
You know, I use Oprah a lot as an example. Look at her journey. You know, she was unloved. She was abandoned. And she has embraced. It's taken her a long time. Why do you have to be 50, 60 to go on a journey? That's why I do the Becoming Beautifully Scarred to Shine On book. And I offer it for free all around the world. Just write me at JulietMiles.com, and it's all about that. Everything is a bonus. Everything that you have, all the beautiful scars of your life, you need to embrace them, because it will serve the world. It will serve your life. You will find happiness. You will find true self-love when you can drop all the expectations. And we're so hard on ourselves. And when we're hard on ourselves, we're hard on other people, and we have all these expectations. This is a very powerful, transformational cruise, conference that you're going to go on. That's why we want you to get this message, that it's not just, you know, a week of you know, just escapism. No, this is going to be for the rest of your life.
Yes, yes. So, again, I want to thank everyone who has joined us on today. And I want to send out the message, too. You have to be willing to open yourself up to receive what you desire. What she's talking about, what I'm talking about, when I'm talking about the authentic self, you have to believe and trust that it is truly there, your authentic self. Believe me, we have all. I'm telling you, we have all begun to be reactors. This world tells you to react. They don't like for you to respond. We think they're the same thing, but they're not. When you're reacting, you are just existing in a place
where you, whatever the stimuli does, you respond. If someone gives something hot, you burn, you walk away because it's hot. If it's cold, you shiver. But when you respond, you ask yourself, what do I need to do? Why am I doing this? How is it going to be beneficial to me today, tomorrow, and for the rest of my life? The goal is to have an exponential exchange and advancement, an exponential forever that represents the awesomeness, the greatness, and you keep receiving bonuses. I'm going to take that from you, Julie, and I'm going to integrate that into mine as well. I like that. And I
love what you say, too, because right there, that's key, what Marian just said. Anytime you're reacting it, you're at a place like, well, how dare you? Or you're defending yourself. Check yourself. Remember, that's ego. You already know who you are. You already know what you stand for. You're in your self-love. So when people are coming at you and those sabotage, those opposites, or people are bullying you, or they have an agenda, or they're trying to control you, it's going to go right through you. You stay on your journey. You stay in your light. When you're in self-love, you don't have to explain yourself because you know it's not about you. They're hurting. They are hurting. They're just not capable. So by you staying in your light, your path with them, you don't defend, you don't, argue, whatever. You know it's not about you. And that's why I'm so passionate about this bullying ambassador, because I want to get people strong in their self-love so they can go out there and be the ambassadors of the world. Because bullies are just people that no one ever told them that they mattered, that they were enough. And they're hurting, so they're lashing out. Anytime someone lashes out or is in that anger, remember, they're in their fear.
Yes.
And so if you can look at a person and say, whoa, this person is in their fear right now. This is not about me. This is not about me. I am love. So all I need to do is listen and let this go right through me because it's not about me. And you know what? Gee, you're just not having a good day. You are hurting. This is a person that's hurting. Someone that's bullying you, calling you names, cursing at you, you name it. It's not about you. They're trying to put their agenda. They're trying to control you because they're hurting so much. They're in a horrible place. They don't have the tools. That is what Shine On means. You are going to be that beacon. You're going to be that lighthouse with that shining, shining light. You know, lighthouses don't go out and try to find ships, do they? Ships come to lighthouses. You just stand strong in your light. And they might come around. It might not be a week later or 5 months later. It might be 6 years later. It might be never. But you be that shining light that will forever say, you know what? All Marian did was stay with me. All she did was love me. I didn't even deserve it. And 5 years later, they might run into Mary and say, oh, my God, last time I talked to you, I was in a bad place. I was hurting. I'm so sorry. All you ever did was love me. And Marion's going to say, sweetie, I forgave you the very minute. I've always been here. I was just waiting for you to come back.
There you go.
That's it. That's what it's about.
That message was for someone I was just speaking to. Do you understand that? Just relax. Just exist. I always talk about just being. Just look, behold the essence of your existence. Just be. Don't worry. Don't try to contradict. Don't try to alter. Don't try to convince people that they are not loving you incorrectly or that they're not giving you exactly what you need that moment. If it's not beneficial, then you have to know, oh, my goodness, we run out of time for real this time. For real, we ran out of time. But I want to thank everyone who has been here. It is awesome. I appreciate all the
I listeners. Love you. You know what? We can talk all day.
Well, I know. Wait a minute. That was my thing. I said, I should have made this show 2 hours today because I know how to we're both people who are inspired and determined and committed.
Yeah.
The
oh, I love you so much. And you know what she just said, those six human needs, get those six human needs. The greatest gift is that you give yourself those six human needs. Everything else is a bonus. You're not going to be seeking people's approvals and husband's approvals and if I'm beautiful approvals. You give yourself those six human needs. That is the gift to happiness. And you deserve happiness. You deserve living your best life.
Yes. So again,
it's truly going to be the love boat. We hope you're there. Thank you, Marian. I just adore you.
Julia, you know what? We're going to do it again, though, because we have a whole year before the cruise. Officially,
oh, my gosh.
really, today's July 12th. We will be on the cruise right now. This time next year, we'll be on the cruise.
So I figured we just once a month. So I'll probably get you in every couple of you know months, and I'll have Joan on to talk about. Joan is such a fireball. I like her too.
Oh. Yes, absolutely. And Shannon and Diane. I handpicked every single person. So I'm telling you, every single person, this cruise, we're going to give you everything that we have, our hearts, our souls. You are going to be filled up. That's what this, every single person was handpicked for, the gifts and the spirit that they're bringing. They're coming to this conference with all of themselves to give to you. You're going to leave here, like I said, with that arsenal of tools. That is our goal, you know. And if you sign up early, of course, there's all kinds of wonderful, you know, little gifts and presents and treasures, you know, because we want to get this love boat filled up. And so please get signed up.
Yes. Juliet, I'm working on a special surprise. If I can get this individual to come on the boat, I think that everyone on this boat is going to have a great time. It's a friend of mine. They're looking at their schedule. You know, they usually plan out 2 years in advance. But if I get this individual, it's going to be so awesome, because it is such a meditative and healing process that they offer to people, and they're going to do it for free. So I'm excited. So I'm hoping that I can't talk about it because, you know, you're not supposed to do that until the intention is secure. But I'm working on a special surprise for us all to get on this cruise. So come on, there's so many great things.
There's going to be a cocktail reception with all of us the night before we sail. There's going to be a luncheon. You're going to have opportunities to get one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
I mean, you name it. We're just throwing it all out there. We want you to leave this cruise, you know, inspired, motivated, empowered, and with the knowledge and the tools for the rest of your life. How to tap into your fear when you're out in the world and things are coming at you. Whoa. The difference is to catch it now. You're not going to go to the bar and go to the refrigerator and do all those vices anymore. You're going to go, what was that? I'm not in my love. I was in my fear, because this isn't easy, you guys. But you know, but now you're going to know how to do life. I mean, we go through life and we're lost because nobody teaches us how to do this. And now when you're going to go, oh, that wasn't my best self. I was in my fear. Okay, why did something trigger me? What was that? And you're going to be able to have those aha moments. And the next time, because it's all about what? When we know better, we do better. And now it's like, okay, that wasn't my best self. I didn't handle that good. So be kinder and gentler, right? And now you're getting more awareness. Tomorrow you'll get more awareness. It's all about growing, learning, getting that wisdom every single day. And when you mess up, you know what? Okay, well, so I didn't quite make it to amazing today, but I was as amazing as I could be. Tomorrow, boy, I'm sure going to know better. You know, now that I know what that was, if you don't acknowledge something and you stuff it down with food or vice or, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, then that's where it will stay. You got to bring it up. You got to acknowledge, God, I wasn't in my love. I was in my fear. I wasn't feeling good enough. I was jealous. I was being judgmental. I was being gossipy. Why was I doing that? That means you were in your fear.
They got to come on the boat. Okay.
They got to come on the boat.
My daughter just tugged me and said, y'all give them everything. They're not going to come on a boat.
Oh, no, I've got a whole 4 weeks, I guess. All right, sweetheart, come sail the love boat with us, you guys. We love you, and thank you, Marianne, for today.
Blessing to you, Juliet. Thank you so much. Again, to Not My Reality Conversations. And we are here every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 on Mountain Time, 7:30 Pacific. That would be 10:30 Eastern Coast Time. And then again on Thursday mornings at 10:30 Central, 11:30 East Coast, 9:30 Mountain Time, and 8:30 Pacific. Come back and join us again. As always, it's kind of a conversation where we talk real, because as I said before, we have to get to a place where we can look and identify those things that are hindering us from being in our true reality, living in our greatest level of potential. Not just potential, but able to take that potentiality and give it a force. And that force is called our destiny. That force is called our purpose. And we can activate it and make it part, so that we can scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality, and access the true reality for our life. So until next time, continue peace and blessings to you all. And remember to take time out to breathe.